I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone. This is our first meeting of the month, which is our official meeting. We have one other meeting, which is our committee workshop meeting. Before we begin with the traditional material, just an announcement that Town Hall will be closed on Friday, July 5th, and Highway Department will be closed on Friday, July 5th, and this begins Fridays. Every Friday until October, you do a four-day long week, long day week. Minutes to be accepted. On the 4th, we had the Town Board monthly meeting. On the 12th, the ambulance bid opening. And on the 19th, the Town Board committee meeting. I need a motion to accept the minutes.
Motion.
Motion from Paul.
Second.
Second from Patrick. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. County resolution, which is the distribution of mortgage tax. Catskill's share was $80,444.70, which is a significant increase, I believe. So, houses are moving. Resolutions. We have a certiorari proposal for Rite Aid. As we know, Rite Aid is closed. The assessed value in 2018 was $1.7 million. The 2019 revised assessed value is $734,500. The tax differential on that for all of us, let's see, annual tax loss for the county is about $7,600, for the town about $2,000, for the village $23,000, I'm sorry. For the school, $27,000. Library tax, $1,000. So that is the reflection of the reduction in the assessed value.
What was the one we did a couple months ago? What was the other?
The other one was it Walmart?
Walmart.
Yeah. And we had a discussion about due diligence on these.
We don't owe them anything. There's no retro.
No, there's nothing on here that I'm aware of that we owe. The resolution reads they're desirous of having certain assessment issues resolved. Settlement proposal resolving pending tax certiorari litigation was recommended by Daniel Vincelette, trial counsel to the town of Catskill, who is a certiorari expert from Albany. Reviewed by the Catskill Town Board, such a proposed settlement would present the parties with an expeditious and economical alternative to further litigation. So as to resolve issues between the parties, the town board has determined that the proposed settlement is in the best interest of the town. Therefore, be it resolved, as I said, the assessed value was 1.7, coming down to $734,500. Interesting. Rite Aid shall be entitled to a refund of excess taxes without statutory interest paid based upon the above revision. So there's a refund, but I don't know what it is. We'll have to talk to Audrey.
It should only be for this year.
I think it's, because they were up through part of at least last year. So, okay. Any discussion? Questions? Then I will entertain a motion from Patrick. Second?
Yes.
Paul, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. And this will end any litigation between the Rite Aid and the town of Catskill. Correspondence. New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, 27th Annual Relief Conference held at Mount St. Mary's, July 18th through the 20th. Letter from Town of Caro Supervisor Dan Benoit regarding their Community Choice Aggregation Program, which is their power program. They have decided to go with one of the CCAs. This is a passive referendum, so we would need to opt out of that. If we wish to not participate, we must opt out by July 15th. Were we copied on this as a courtesy, or do we have power stuff? I read this, but I don't...
I was going to check it out, go online and check it out.
Yeah.
Because I'm not quite sure. It doesn't look like it came from the town of Tara.
No, my guess is this is sent out by the outfit that is managing this for them. Oh, this is Gilfeather Park Road. We had this conversation. This is our pumps.
Oh, right. Mm.
These are our gravity pumps for the sewer. So if we opt out, we wouldn't want to participate. The price per kilowatt, are we considered residential? We're not small commercial, right, as a pump? So the Central Hudson average price is 0.0672 per kilowatt hour. The community aggregation is 0.059, or there's a 100% renewable price of 0.064. So that's, we should make a decision as to whether or not you want to opt in or opt out for our one pump.
I say opt out.
You want to opt out?
I mean, my gut kind of says consult with Audrey first about this.
Okay.
Because of the taxing, but if we have to make a decision by the 15th, we don't have another meeting before then, right?
No.
Yeah, we don't.
Well, then we could, unless she gives us any significant information, how about we opt out? We vote to opt out tonight? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll await. If I have guidance from her that says we have to do something differently, then I'll reach out to you, okay?
Okay.
So I will entertain a motion to opt out of the CARO, and we'll fill this out. Clerk will fill this out.
Motion.
Motion by Paul, second by Patrick. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried for us to opt out by July 15th, unless I get significant information from that I will share with you either way from the assessor. Notice of public hearing by the Town of Catskill Planning Board for property owned by Catskill Golf Course for July 9th, 2019 at 7 p.m. in Town Hall. So that's our notice that we received on that we share with you. New business. Mr. Swingle.
Yes.
Hello, sir.
Hi, how are you?
I am well. This is regarding a situation that had been communicated to us. No problem. Communicated to us by several members of the neighborhood in Hickory Hollow, and the concern was glass and liquid refuse from trash.
Well, we can now call that leachate. It's been proven to be leachate, which is illegal. It's any water that touches solid waste, and any person or commercial or anyone, me, you, or your home, that lets a drop of that touch the ground is committing a crime, according to the DEC and environmental law. Right now, I am in the middle of a very large investigation. I've been told by the state police and the DEC that I can't talk about everything I wanted to talk to you about tonight, so, you know, but I will talk to you about certain things. The reason I'm here is to make it official. You know, I talked on the phone. This is an official meeting, as you said, and I wanted to make this official. So, and the first thing I want to do officially is, are you Dorian? Is Dorian Davis here?
I am.
Okay. I want to thank you.
Is it okay to say yes?
Yeah, yes, this time it is.
Okay, good.
There are quite a few other members of our government that will not be so well entertained by myself. I want to thank you for listening to me. You answered and called me anytime I spoke to you. You were proactive immediately. The town and Sean Buescher, Sean, who came from well, you know, you already got my kudos because of your dad. I have to stand because of my back, there's no other reason. I was going to use like some quick. First, I have to say something. I didn't expect this. I really expected more, and I'm very shocked at this. But then again, I'm one of the people who's my first time here. And believe me, it's not going to be the last. I've never been in this courtroom, so that's a good thing, right? But I've been in courtrooms, in the Bryan Building, and I've argued cases in front of federal judges and magistrates. So I'm nobody that's just sure of. I'm the guy who built the Little League field out here. If you heard other people did it, they're lying to you. That was all me. I was in that Little League for 15 years, and I did a lot. And so I'm a guy that fights for things. When I believe, I'm quite a guy. I'm a sleeping giant. You poke me. Now, this stuff that's leaking, I will tell you now that we caught them today. I'm allowed to tell you that. Redhead, after your letter told them to stop, so I'm going to tell you, the town, that today they put glass and leachate, and in fact, I'll show you right here, if I can, right?
I can approach. I don't want the officer to get mad at me.
This year...
Oh, no.
He's the ambulance.
He's the ambulance.
Okay. So I'm just kidding. I'm kidding anyway. It's just a joke anyways. But, okay, let me explain what this is right here. This is just a little taste. My neighbor's 93 years old, likes his Merlot. So I cheated a little bit. I know that there's a lot of glass in his recycling because I notice that he has a lot of glass there every time they come because I walk my dog past it every day. So yesterday I cleaned his spot, and I have that all on video that it's spotless. This is just maybe 5% that I picked up in a two-yard place. The DEC officer picked up about the same also, and he took pictures. And he explained to me that we followed, we walked Hickory Hollow, and he looked at all the stains, and that's about as far as I can tell you. But I will tell you that what that truck did, according to him, was absolutely illegal. That those trucks are not allowed to drop a drop, not a drop, other than rain getting them. They're supposed to be 100% sealed. Now, besides this, I heard a rumor, well, not a rumor, I have somebody who's a former driver, to save a retired man, it's not a rumor because he told me factually that this is the truth, that they spill this stuff on purpose because liquid weighs more than even the dry stuff that they're carrying. And if it fills up with water when they do their tipping fees at the dump, they have to pay for that water. Well, they're supposed to. That's considered solid waste. Once water touches solid waste, it's leachate and it's considered solid waste under the same rules and guidelines. Any drop of water. So any drop where really even rain that hits their truck and falls is really kind of illegal, but we can't get them on that, you know what I'm saying. But we're watching this stuff spill on dry days. So besides this, with that information that I told them, we decided to watch. It is a pattern. It is an absolute pattern. This guy is letting some kind of plug out. Every so many yards, he's dropping this stuff, a little at a time. So I believe 100% what this driver told me. Now, the reason I'm here is to tell everyone to get rid of county waste. I want everyone, and with my First Amendment rights, and they can come after me. Like I said, I'm arguing in federal court. And if they think they can get me, they're foolish. So the best thing for them to do is clean their act if they hear me. So if they want to attack me, come on, I'll have at it. But I want everyone to get rid of county waste. They're polluting your environment. Leachate, you're on the largest aquifer in the world. You feed everybody down from us. Everybody. DEC and both regions now are involved. Well, in fact, the company is called Waste Connections, that almost thing. They're the most limited. I'm saying things are kind of on the edge of not to say. It's one of the largest investigations, let's just say, in that one point. And it has to do with other communities. So what I'm saying to the Catskill community is, I'm kind of shooting a cursory battle warning. Now, don't get stuck like not doing something proactive and letting people know about this because you're going to look foolish again. Because this is big. This is bigger than Casco, bigger than me. This is the state. This is the government. This is the federal. This is people who are polluting. And it's dirty, dirty. My investigation is uncovering dirty, dirty, dirty stuff. And I can't talk about it, but it's real. This is going to be big. So that road, I'm going to tell you, Sean, ENCOM has been advised, it's going to be tested, it may have to be remediated. Okay? I'm going to let you know in advance. That's going to cost the town, so they're going to have to go into county waste then for it. You have to understand the situation that we're in. If that is found to be carcinogenics on there that have a 500 or 1,000 year life, that McAdam cannot stay there. Now, there's nobody here. You had to build a letter. That was not the last one. That was not glass fault that you covered Hickory Hollow.
Oh, absolutely not.
Absolutely not, because it's not a good thing we found out.
There's not. There's nobody around here.
Well, go look at it. Take a walk.
I drove through it today. Yeah. Well, before they came, I saw the cans out.
Yeah, but take a walk and look. Really, seriously. Look down and go west as the sun setting, like I do on my walk up Hickory Hollow Drive. It looks like white sands in Mexico. That glass is embedded in everything, and you don't like see it at first. But now, because the heating of the tar and melting, it's everywhere. These are called shards, okay? Now, when they want to make this aggregate, they have to do what they call cull. And then it's called cull when it's done. Cull means that all the sharp edges have been broken, you know, in a machine that crushes it, like bounces it around and takes all the sharp edges off it. And it shrinks it. It has to be shrunk to the size 4.75 millimeters and no sharp edges. Then it's called cull, and it has to go through a number four sieve, which you probably know that in your business, a number four sieve or sieve. So it has to go through that. This wood, most of this wood, and most of it's bigger than 4.75 inches. And God knows what's on it. And I'm touching it, I will be washing my hands. I probably touched my face already.
There's a bathroom.
Okay, but I'm just saying. I'm not that concerned. My dog's been sniffing it, walking in it. God knows what he does. To whatever was in that liquid today, he went crazy on our walkabout. So there was something really that he wanted in it. So that means that animals are eating this stuff, like the wild animals then. If there's something that he would want to eat, he licked one spot. So then there's other animals chewing this stuff, and there's carcinogens, there's feces, there's bloodborne from bandages. Everybody throws everything away in these garbage cans. So that leachate could be anything. Now the DEP said, well, don't worry up there about the watershed, because any heavy metals, carcinogens, they did this whole spiel about solution dilution, okay? So after my phone call with them, I kind of looked that up. Well, that's great for like heavy metals and stuff, but bacteria is exactly the opposite rule. Bacteria dilution, life and expansion. Superbugs. We're dealing with that all over. Let's not create the next superbug. 1909, it was what, rats in London? Let's not be piece shards of glass and toxic waste that they're dropping. Let's not let them pollute our neighborhood. And so again, I'm going to tell everyone, I hope, I believe we have the press here. I kind of edged them to be here, but they would be here anyways, but I did tell them I was going to be here
somewhere.
Yeah. So, I want that in there. I want every customer, especially in Hickory Hollow, tell them tonight and tomorrow. Get rid of them. I'm going to be rude here. They shit in your living room. That's exactly what they do. We allowed them to do business here, and they shit in our living room. Excuse my French. But I have to be bold about that. That's what they did. So I guess I can't talk more about things that I found. Google's a pretty good thing. You can find out a lot of stuff about people and their campaigns and money. And there's a lot of information out there. And we're talking about a really dirty company. We're talking about a company that's being regulated and investigated and litigated like everywhere they are. Okay? There's two dumps in Albany. They're having trouble with. There's a dump down in some interior that they own they're having trouble with, and other communities that, you know, I thought I was like the first. And Senator Amador's office said, well, if you're the first, not why we know. Like, we never heard this before. Like, I was somebody, you know, like a crying woman, right? And I got offended with that. But then he called me back, you know. And I'm telling you, the legislators were very good, and they were forthright. They don't answer their phones when I come on anymore. And I'm telling you, everybody above you is trying to get a hold of them. They're trying to get a hold of McNamara, you know, let them know that all the senators and Nandy's office want to get a hold of him because he walked with me. That's the whole reason they want to get a hold of him, is that they wanted letters from you that you did something. They told me that I had to go locally and I had to prove that you were proactive. I can do that. You can write and buy a letter. They said they had to get a letter from you. I asked the legislator told me they already sent it off. Amador's office called me yesterday and today and said they haven't gotten it. Set one and they set one. But he needs that, and then George will get involved. Kirsten Gillibrand has spoke to me every day, including the debate day, talking about representation. On the biggest day of her political career, she take me and listen to me, and then spoke to me the next day, and then spoke to me every day since. we're talking about somebody else. I hate to lose her for president, but we're talking about somebody
else. So, let's...
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I digress. So, my point is, I want you to continue to be proactive. I want you to understand that this is serious, you know. I think the town can also push... Oh, this is a big one. This is big. You're the county, and this is, involves you too, but it does involve the legislature, and I want to say this because the press is here. On the directory for the county health, they have a 411 Main Street address and a number. They are just nurses who give shots. We do not have a county health person here. I was put all the way up to the deputy health commissioner who argued with me that we do. So they will change their directory, so somebody's got to tell them that they're wrong. And I've told everybody. Our guys in Oneonta, she told me the head person of our health department in the state told me that there isn't a health department office in Oneonta. Now that'd have to go to either Cooperstown for Otsego and Schoharie to Delhi. Is that it or the other way around? And everybody from here to there, 3 days. Now, what if there's an emergency to get a hold of a county health official, correct? I'm calling this number, it's not working. When I finally get through, a woman says, I'm just a nurse who gives shots. The legislature tell me it doesn't exist. They're telling me it does exist. And then you will change the number. The number should be the only other one. But luckily, the Delhi person, when I finally got a hold of her, she's like 12 miles from that office. She knows the number. So she said, yeah, it exists. And can you imagine, all these other people that don't even know this office exists. So if we have an emergency, there's no way to contact anybody. So I would believe that the town can also push the legislator and the state health department to get this office here open and have a county health seat right here in Catskill where it belongs.
So it's by statute that a county under 50,000 are grouped.
Mm-hmm.
We are grouped in Oneonta at 28 Hill Street.
Okay.
So when we do approvals, if you remember the mass gathering that we had and we needed to go to the Department of Health,
right.
We always go to Oneonta.
Campgrounds, all
right.
That stuff.
The restaurants. This here is public health.
Correct.
Which is immunization and...
She kept saying that we give shots to babies.
Shots to babies. also, I think STDs.
Yes, they help you.
Type of services. So, but it has nothing to do
I
with anything.
I brought my daughter there.
Right.
So I know
it doesn't business. Have anything to do other than the size of our county. So the size of our county is such. And I apologize for whoever in the state didn't know that. But we here.
The deputy health commissioner.
We here who have emergencies know enough to get to.
Yeah, but the public doesn't. And if you could probably go right now and on their directory, and you'll see a number for 411 Main Street. And if you call them, they tell you you have to go through. And I'll tell them, I have an emergency here. I want stuff tested. I would like to have somebody here by next Tuesday to test what's coming off the trucks. And this woman was like, well, you have to call this Green County. And I kept telling her, this is what I found out, that the legislature said it doesn't exist anymore. It's been about 7 years, blah, 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 and it's just the nurses. And they wouldn't even listen to me. Well, we're sorry, sir, that's what you have to do. And if you go on their website, that's what the number it has. So if a public person, not you, tries to get a hold of them, and nobody would listen. And then I would say, well, please listen to me. This is something you have to change. I'm not calling it a crime. I'm calling it has to be changed because it's a health issue.
So we'll convey the concern. I know you shared that with me too.
Yes.
So we'll convey that concern.
Everybody like you that you can think of has been shared.
All right.
And then some.
Thank you.
I think I'm done.
Thank you very much.
I think I made my point. And I thank you for the time, and I thank you all for your hard work.
Thank you.
I just wanted you to see this.
Gentleman back.
Unless you want to keep it.
No?
Yes, sir.
Can I just add some comments to this?
Could you just tell us who you are? Sure.
I'm from Sardis, also a county resident. I came up to hear him speak. Sardis is dealing with another topic just alike. It's a CMD issue, construction demolition, with material coming up out of New York City. It's been an issue that's been ongoing for 2 years. Kind of runs almost into the same realm of what Mr. Swingle just spoke about. My best advice to you guys, the board, and everybody, is don't sit on your heels with this issue. Don't try to fight it as a town. Get federal involvement, state involvement. What we're dealing with down there has been 2 years of a nightmare. Our test wells and our dump have been clean for years, and now all of a sudden there's a dioxin material showing up there. If there's anybody in the fire service here, that's a foam suppression that we use in firefighting. And you find it in gas stations. New York City just went through one of the largest renovations in gas stations. This material is coming up from the city. It's polluting the Hudson Valley because Long Island's pushed it out. I don't know if anybody's familiar with the A-Dirt scandal. It's the world's largest environmental crime. This is tied to dirty money, directly related to the Gambino crime family. The FBI's Major Crimes Task Force has been involved with the Long Island issue. And there was just an article that came out 2 or 3 weeks ago that showed that this dioxin all of a sudden is popping up all over New York State. Buffalo, Rochester, Binghamton, Oneonta. Right here, the Hudson Valley's got the most abundant source of it now because this material's coming up. I applaud you guys for running the wheel elevator out of here. I think that really would have hurt us downstream more than anybody. But reach out to SARIAS if you want to know more. Fred Costello, our supervisor, has been pretty well involved. I've been making complaints to the DC over the last 2 years, more so on watershed issues that he's creating for us, but it all ties into the same stuff, and it's not something that one organization is going to fight on its own. I just ask you guys, please, not to sit on your heels. Take everything that he just said to its fullest and act on it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Shane.
Any other comments on that topic? Okay. Thank you both. Our second piece of new business is a quote for pest control at the senior center. We had a need for a new company, as the other company had, I think, closed, is what had happened.
He retired.
He retired, right, exactly. So this is this just for the senior center?
Just for the senior center.
Do we have one for all our other buildings?
No, because the senior center was the place that had the issue.
The issue.
Yeah.
But should we think about doing this for... I thought, normally, like, the guy came and did WASP
stuff. At,
that yeah. was yeah, the person that... We haven't had that issue yet, so I can have them come and assess each building if you want.
Normally, we usually have an issue at your building,
don't you
too.
Think? Mm. Yeah. I know these were worms.
Mm. Usually it's ants.
No, no, it wasn't. They were... The,
you had the exterior rotor tracks, too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't been serviced by pest control properly.
Yeah. All right. So let's have this company, which is local, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let's have them assess each of the buildings. Sean, you want to be added?
That's fine. Yeah, they're going to be immediate
on the senior center. Oh yeah. Okay. So let's do that as it'll be a single event, but we'll wrap it into this contract. Can you call them then and let's...
We used to have quarterly
visits. And things, so let's have them assess it and give us a plan.
Okay.
Okay.
For which buildings would you like?
Well, town hall, ambulance, senior center, do you have a need for pest control out?
You can't get rid of the pests.
No. We are...
Oh. Would you like somebody to look at it or not? I mean, you're kind of open air, kind of. Okay. All right.
So
what else
center,
do we
town
have?
Hall and ambulance.
And then if we were to have an ad hoc problem at the Little Red Schoolhouse or the mm-hmm. ball field,
yeah,
we could
call.
We could call.
On an basis.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Anything needed up in the cemetery, do you think, in that building? No. Okay. All right. So we'll tackle that on the 17th. Does that make sense? After we talk to them.
But
well,
let's
done.
Approve the senior center. Get that
yeah.
done.
Okay.
Motion to approve the exterminator for the senior center.
Second
by motion by Jared. Second by Paul. All in favor to engage Patterson Pest Control for the senior center. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion's carried. Continuing business, OSG mini bid results for the ambulance administrator's vehicle replacement. So we keep revisiting this to the point where we forget what we said the first time. So we're all going to have George pay attention. We're all going to have this conversation one more time. This is in regard to the fly car, for all intents and purposes, for the administrator. And I know we've wanted to replace this for a couple of years. It's definitely time. We have the funding, which we clarified twice. And the first choice is no longer available, correct? So it was going to be an Explorer, and they're not available. Is that correct? Unless you want to wait another year. So we are looking at two bids within $350 of each other. Dodge Durango Pursuit and the Dodge Durango Pursuit. One from Maine Motor Car and one from Robert Green Auto. $29,353.42 and $30,084.96.
Does this include your lights, or is this plus? Okay.
So there's a kit that you need to add to this, is that correct?
We had lights, lettering, and radios, and any emergency.
Okay.
Do we have a price for all that stuff?
Ballpark, about $15,000 for everything else.
So if I remember, that payment that we saved was $54.
Yeah.
So this would be $30, and then another $15 would be $45.
So we're under budget.
So we'd be under budget.
The low bidder's fine with it?
Yeah. And,
they've been in stock?
No, it would be something ordered. The only stock vehicle was the one from Bangor Motors, but it's not a, it's an SSV, which is a rear wheel drive. A Pursuit is all wheel drive.
Yeah, we need all wheel
drive. We need all wheel drive.
Take it from me.
Motion to accept the low bid?
No, Maine Motor Car was the lowest.
So, do you want, is Maine Motor Car okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Max,
motion.
Max to be spent on the vehicle, $45,000, including lights.
Lights.
Lights and lettering.
Okay. Motion from Jared. Second?
Second.
Second from Patrick. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. Hallelujah, brother.
What we have to... What's that? Is there an ETA that they give you? Because at some point we'll declare your vehicle surplus, so we can get
it. It's in the response. It just doesn't come up in the summary. What the those are trying to do.
That was the. This is the
ambulance. That was the communication. That wasn't the communication. The other thing we had.
This is the ambulance bid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Okay. One ambulance vehicle down. Bid results for replacement of ambulances, which, if you remember, we postponed because we had a bit of a error on one of the bids. We only got one bid, and that was received from Northeastern Rescue Vehicles, Inc., 10 Dwight Park Drive, Syracuse, in the amount of $287,960, which is two ambulances divided by two. And they were received, we opened the bids July 1 at 3 p.m. I'm going to defer to the subject matter experts on this.
Yeah, I didn't see the bids. I wasn't here for the bid opening. But if everything was, I know George, Jack, and Dawn, I believe, went over the bid before they went out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we all reviewed.
This is under what we thought. So I'm good with it.
Mm-hmm.
Is this, are we going with the van bodies again? Cutaways again, dead bodies?
Yes. You know, the difference compared to all is these are on Fords with gas engine as opposed to the Chevy with diesel.
That's probably why we came in.
Which is
that's why it's cheaper, I'm
well,
sure.
Two things. The chassis itself is cheaper, but the raw materials to construct, the price of aluminum is up considerably. So that's about $7,000 more than the last vehicle we purchased.
And that'll go up again in November.
And it'll go up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The other thing is, this will
equipment.
This officially gets us on the 5 weeks or the 5 year cycle.
No,
right? terms of halfway there.
Right, everything from the existing vehicles will be moved over. The only change, the fastening device that holds the stretcher in place in the ambulance, that's included in the spec and it's included in the price of the ambulance, but that's a significant upgrade over what we had, and that's to come into compliance with federal regs.
Our
5G crash rating.
Right, our current stretchers will still
they'll still fit in there. It's just a different method of securing them in the vehicle, making it more crash rating.
And the drug box, all that stuff that
everything else
is all standard?
Yep.
Okay.
The configuration of the layout of the ambulance being identical to the rest of the fleet.
Okay.
For at least 2 years, we'll have a fleet of everything the same.
Right.
And then it'll change.
All right.
I make a motion we accept.
Motion from Patrick to accept the bid from Northeast Rescue Vehicles, Inc. for $287,960. Second?
Second.
Second from Paul. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. Who needs to do this? You? Who orders it?
I'll notify you.
Okay. Thank you.
You'll need a copy of what we're doing next in order to secure
it. Exactly. Which I have here. So in order to pay for the... they'll just have to know what our plans are for bonds. And so we had three bonds, right? Three different versions.
Yep. One's a 3, 5, and 7 year.
Okay, so we have a 3 year, a 5 year, and a 7 year. Obviously, the rates are different. The 3 year is a 2.3583. The 5 year, am I looking at this right? No, I got it backwards. 3 year is 2.2998.
That's percent.
Oh, go ahead. That was the interest rate, right?
Yeah, the 3 year payment is $98,645. The 5 year payment is $58,071. And the 7 year payment is $40,880. Depending on the interest, they change year to year, but that's the first year of payment. I recommend, in order to continue our plan with getting George in a five-year rotation, that we do a five-year bond with our knowledge, and just to keep in the back of our minds that we will have to pay this bond off early, like we did the past two bonds, in order to replace his next two rigs in probably 2 or 3 years.
To get on the 5 year.
To get on the 5 year.
The other thing that this does for us, the 5 year is consistent with what we've been planning for in our budget for the last 4 years. So this isn't us trying to scramble to find another $20,000. This will be a consistent number that we'll have in our budget.
This is in line with what we've been paying.
Exactly. So it won't be a shock to the budget. And it allows us with good financial
management. Well, it'll be easier for us to save over the next 3 years an extra $10,000-$15,000 a year versus coming up with $40,000 this year for payment.
Exactly. And the other thing is, by paying it off early this last time, we were able to finance him without putting any extra on the budget. So, thank you, Chief. That was very well done. Seriously, no, I mean, that was a very good solution to some really challenging financial times that we had. The 3 year is attractive, but we'd have to have a windfall. And we're doing, our permit revenue is significant, but not enough to make me feel comfortable about stretching us that far.
So I make a motion we accept the 5 year bond, and then we'll have to set up a public hearing.
Yep. So the 5 year bond, the resolution is from Patrick with a public hearing to follow. Second from Jared. All in favor?
Aye.
The 5 year?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. Excellent.
When do we want to set the public hearing? Do we have enough? There's not enough time between now and...
I think it's 10 days. You need 10 days for a bond.
Yeah.
We'll do the first meeting in August.
Yeah, let's do the first week in August, and I think we're going to have to, that's going to be the subject of the discussion on the animal law, too. We can probably move that one to the first week in August also.
Just do 6:30.
Second.
Is it the 6th of August?
It's
6:30.
Oh, 6:30.
Regular time.
Yeah, right, regular time. I agree.
That's the 6th.
Okay. 6th, yes.
So at our last meeting, we had a discussion of modifying our animal control law so that it was more consistent with our noise ordinance, because trying to have the barking dog issues being handled by our animal control officer as opposed to our code officer, who has plenty of things on his plate. As it was reviewed by our town attorney, he noticed a couple of other things that we should really give some thought to. Dangerous dogs, biting dogs, etc. So he recommended that we amend the resolution. It hasn't gone in the paper yet, so no one would be planning on doing something that they weren't going to be able to do. So I would like to entertain an amendment to this to the resolution 3719. Move the public hearing for local law 4 to August 6th. And Liz, that would put us, we'd be in a good place in terms of the law being in front of the councilman 10 days prior for a local law. So,
do we have plans to send this to the village as well?
Yes. Yes. And we had conversations with residents of the village who came to one of the meetings. And so we'll make sure that when Michael's finished that we'll get it to
Ted. Yeah, I just think it would make our control officer's job a lot easier.
I agree. So when Michael is done, let's make sure one of us reminds him that he should send it over to Ted.
Okay.
He does.
Aaron said he doesn't handle the village.
The police do.
The police do.
It's the village police. And they call him from time to time as well.
They do. So I think it's not his official capacity in terms of, apparently according to the statute of the village, it's police. It's not the animal control officer. But I agree with you. He's called frequently, so we're consistent. And it would help the police to have a consistent code. And I don't know why that is. Do you think it has something to do with the charter?
Sure. It's like you can't tie a horse up on Main Street.
Can't tie a horse, exactly. So we'll do a full review with the village to make sure that we're collaborative. And then finally,
can I have a motion to move that?
Oh, I'm sorry. A motion to move the resolution 3719 from July 17th to August 6th. Motion from Patrick.
Second
from Paul. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried to move the public hearing. And then before I do the last item and invite public comment, I just want to let our attendees know that we will be going into executive session at the end of this meeting. We will not be coming back into a public session other than to adjourn. So just as a note. The final discussion for us is... Sean.
Yeah.
Sean has a vehicle issue he wanted to discuss.
Surplus lines for both cemetery and the highway department. First, I guess the easiest is declared in 2010 F-350 dump truck surplus, and we have the county would like to purchase it from us also for $20,000. So,
motion.
Second.
I don't think he's done yet.
That's the first one.
Motion. Okay, motion from Patrick, second from Paul.
No, Jerry.
No,
second,
Paul. Paul's abstaining.
Paul's abstaining.
Yep.
I'm so sorry.
that's one truth.
So you want me to move that
yes.
now? Okay, so motion from Patrick, second from Jared, or vice versa. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Surplus. All in favor? Aye.
Okay.
Opposed? Yeah. Nothing. Motion carried.
Also surplus for cemetery being placed on Auction International is numerous gas powered hand tools. There's weed whackers. There's a lawnmower. I'm not going to itemize everything.
Do you have anything at the shop?
That's highway, yes. I do too. We're working on a cemetery right now. So there's that stuff. The 2012 F-250 be down the road. That would also like approval to purchase another truck for there, along with one for the highway department. The identical trucks. Do you have the prices in front of you?
Okay, motion to surplus the hand tools and hand power tools at the cemetery?
Yes.
Yeah. Second.
All in favor? Aye.
All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried.
And to purchase a...
Do we have to surplus that 12 for you?
We will want to find out the delivery date before we put it out. Okay. We can surplus it now, but it's still in service. I can't get rid of it until we get...
Which one do you call? The tan truck?
What are you talking about? Which one?
No, it's red pickup.
The other highway. Oh, it's Civic Center.
Yeah.
That's a 15.
But to put for surplus, I don't know which. We're going to put a minimum on it. If not, we're going to bring it to the highway department.
That's a 2015, isn't it?
2012.
The red Super Kit?
You want that too. So.
So it's not a, it is a 2012, not a 2015.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. Been around a while.
Dump truck's a 15.
No, dump truck's older than that.
2010.
Wow.
Yes.
And therein lies why we're going to move on the next issue. Go ahead.
Okay, we're really well. So to declare that surplus yet? The 12?
Motion to declare the 2012 cemetery truck surplus.
It's not allowed for sale just yet.
Pending.
Pending
pricing.
What we get. Okay. One more thing with cemetery is to ask approval to order a new F-350 pickup,
mm-hmm.
which you have a price there.
Yeah.
So we're getting 20 from the county. Where's the 10 coming from?
The other truck. Yeah, which should be easily. If it doesn't bring the, it doesn't bring 15 or 16, I'll buy for the highway. Put it on as a mechanic's order.
Okay. Make a motion to approve.
Motion from Patrick to approve the highway superintendent's recommendation on vehicles. Second?
Second.
Second from Jared. All in favor? Aye.
Abstain.
Abstain from Paul. Motion is carried. And
that does the cemetery.
That does the cemetery. Okay.
Highway.
Highway.
We have 2017. Surplus. Also, it's going to be 3 years old. Warranty is running out. We'll get that. We pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Have a pile of millings that we milled off of 5 miles of like to put on. I've seen pretty good money. So, if we can reclaim some of that money that we put into milling the road, that would work.
I understand what that.
It's the stuff you dig up from the road before
you're blacktop. You sell it?
Blacktop.
You sell it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So motion to declare the 17 Super Duty surplus and the millings.
Second. Also numerous small tools.
Small power tools.
Like the equipment. Okay. This is for highway.
Mm-hmm. Okay, motion from Jared.
Second.
Second from Paul. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. And thank you for inventorying.
More truck for the highway.
Oh.
For highway for the cemetery.
Okay. All right. So motion to order another truck. I'm very confused. How are you?
They're on piggyback then, so.
Do I have further discussion?
No, we're good. I just think next time, don't separate cemetery and highway. We're going to put you in charge of both. Let's just do it
right.
All
right, but it's different budgets.
I understand that. We can break that up in the wording of the motions. It's just doing it this way is a little confusing.
Probably.
Yeah. So the money to buy your truck is going to come from the sale of the 17. So I'm good.
Yeah.
And the money for the cemetery truck is going to come from the sale of two cemetery trucks.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Motion needed.
Motion from Patrick.
Okay, sorry.
Second from Jared. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No more?
I don't think I got it.
You're good.
I didn't
lose
because I'm a car guy.
So this is demonstrative of what we'd like to move on next. I think most of us knew, but I don't think we really knew how much Councilman Antonelli did in terms of his supervision of what we just discussed. In combination with working with you, but certainly in terms of the cemetery, largely was driving most of the decision-making around a lot of the inventory and things. And he's been gone for a year, and it's become very apparent that we need to make some changes. So we've had some preliminary discussions in which we have come to a place where we are going to create two new titles, which are very customer-focused, frankly. A cemetery records superintendent that would put all of the cemetery records here in Town Hall managed by the town clerk. Our next goal would be to take it out of the abacus that it's currently being recorded by and put it online so that literally if a resident has lost a loved one, they can go up on their phone and find a plot and be able to do most of the work online before coming in here for additional assistance. Those are software programs are available for starting at $800, and it will just extraordinarily change what's there. But to get there is going to be a significant amount of work, and that's what we're anticipating. And we would see this as a role that the town clerk would perform. And then the other is the cemetery grounds and building maintenance superintendent, which would be performed by what you just heard by Highway Superintendent Beers. None of these would require additional hires. None of them would require anything in the budget this year because we do have a line for a seasonal employer that we can take those dollars and split them in the work that both of you will be doing. We would then obviously reexamine this because then they'll have several months to get this under their belt and we'll understand what the work is that's involved. We need an analysis of as is and then what should be. And that's what we've done in every department so far. And this is the last department that we really have to do this with. Any comments, questions, Sean, from your perspective, Liz, from yours? Okay. All right.
I mean, since I've gotten on the board, I wanted to computerize the cemetery. So
I know.
I think especially now with everyone doing all these, you know, DNA searches and ancestry stuff, I think just the user-friendliness of being able to walk to the cemetery and find where a loved one is or just go on the website and find it is a huge advantage to the citizens.
And I think Sean and several others, we're going to have to resurvey it, I think, was one of the other observations about what is exactly up there. We've also got rural cemetery data, of which we have no data.
That goes back before
1800s, I think. So, and then just the inventory conversation that you just had in terms of identifying things up there that need to be changed is worth its weight. So I will entertain a motion to establish those two titles. Do I need anything else?
Do separate motions or
administrator,
one?
Or can I do one? Which one?
Oh, they're two separate motions.
Two separate motions. Okay. So, yep. For consideration and adoption, based on the town's preliminary assessments of the departments, as we just discussed, the town board wishes to create the position title of Cemetery Grounds Building Maintenance Superintendent. And whereas the town board wishes to appoint Sean Beers to said position, so therefore we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby create the position title of Cemetery Grounds Building Maintenance Superintendent and appoint Sean Beers to said position effective July 2nd, 2009. I need a motion.
Motion.
Motion from Patrick, second from Paul. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. Also, creating the title of Cemetery Records Superintendent. Again, assessment of the departments, the absence of Councilman Antonelli. The town is reorganizing within our current elected officials. Town Board wishes to create the position title of Cemetery Records Superintendent. Town Board wishes to appoint Elizabeth Izzo to said position. Catskill Town Board hereby create the position title of Cemetery Records Superintendent and appoint Elizabeth Izzo to said position effective July 2nd, 2019. Motion from Jared. Second from Patrick. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. I will make a comment for the record that since both of you have stepped into these roles because we needed to do some pretty important triage, it's just been very well received by everybody. So I want to personally thank you on behalf of all of us for the work that's been done in the last month. Thank you very much. Public comment. Sir? You're fine. You're fine.
Good.
We can hear you.
My name is Dick Schloss, in case anybody doesn't know me. And I'm kind of unofficial for the people on lower land where we're getting I don't know what you want to call it, but when I came out tonight, there was an 8-foot fence all the way along the road that used to be blossomed. And I don't know what stage of approval they were in. I made a joke and probably tell you that. I don't know what stage of approval they are approved. But on the approval, it was the septic system. And I made a comment at the last meeting that the septic system was inadequate and tested. In a further investigation, I find out that where they think they tested something, there is no septic tank. There's no septic tank for the kitchen, not the kitchen, the bar and dance hall. There are no septic systems, but you got an approval for them. And the rest of them that were being tested, they were being tested with a dye. When you put a dye in a septic system that's been fallow and not used, had anything flowing through it for a better part of a year, they closed down in September, tops, and they minimal from there on, and they just tested it now. So you get September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June, and July. You're 10 months. The septic system dries up. Right? If you put a minimal amount of water through the drains or whatever the heck they you got in your house, it's going to just go into this thing and raise the fluid level of that in the tank. So I submit that there was an inadequate, by whoever, all right, testing these things. And I know it's going to probably go through and I'm going to wind up the rest of my life just left okay, looking at it. But I feel sorry for those that happened to look at that wall that they've already put up. I've taken a good bucolic road people that have gone along. They've created a stalag out of it, if you will, when you put this fence. And it's a shame that we don't have, we, the town of Pasco, have a better way to control this, that who comes in and who does things. It's wrong. It's wrong. As I said before, I spent my time and career, okay, it's fine. And when I came back, I wanted to come back to a nice little town. And I did come to a nice little town. What was a nice little town? I no longer live on the streets where they are. The only thing, this is a jest, so don't take it. The only thing is that it makes a great palette for spray paint. Because that is a quarter of a mile long palette for spray paint. So I just say, I think, test has to go back. Somebody's got to look at it because it's wrong. That's all.
Okay.
I was at the planning board meeting and they had addressed that. The dye test and stuff, they did find dye in it. So three septic systems, the tanks were leaking faster than they could put water in, from what they said. So they're going to repair those. They're not allowed to use new buildings while they're doing this, and that be tested after all the repairs are made. So they're going to double check that. There was another septic that they couldn't find. I think this gentleman has a hearing problem, and that's the problem. He didn't realize it has been, good testing has been done. I was amazed at what, so maybe if you corner him and talk about it, he would understand.
We had, and I know that, Joe, from your perspective, we had the Delaware engineering firm was there. The applicants had an engineer there. And then Mr. Fishman, who is our code officer, is also an engineer. And that's all that I can share. I was present at that meeting also in terms of the approach that was taken.
Yeah, they've done a lot of work over there. So there are peers from.
Thank you, sir, for your, and I understand the frustration. Okay. Do we have any other comment tonight?
You talked about records, historic records for the cemeteries and stuff. When you're going through the programs, it might be wise to talk to someone who's gone through that. My husband and I do a lot of genealogy, and there have been some records that Sylvia
Hassenkopf.
Yes, she would be ideal. She probably would know exactly what kind of program we need in order to.
Some of them actually promote themselves as having the ability to kind of capture rural records that don't exist, type of thing, and to put them in the right order. But you're absolutely right. There will be the first thing we're going to do is look at what we have, and then
yes,
we'd be interested in speaking to members of the community that could help. So
there's a lot of information out there, so don't forget that out there. I volunteered out there to inputting a lot of records.
And there you go.
They're a very good source for you.
All right. Excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other comments for this evening? If not, I wish everyone a celebratory Independence Day.
Fireworks,
Fireworks Friday, co-hosted by the town and village of Catskill with music. And we encourage everyone to attend and hope that everyone has a wonderful holiday on the 4th. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. No, actually, I need a motion to go into executive session to discuss a legal issue, including the town clerk.
Motion to enter into executive session to discuss a legal issue, including the town clerk.
And we have a human resources issue that will include
the ambulance administrator.
Do I have a second?
Second
from Paul. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all.